Okay, folks, this is take number 4 that we're going to try here because, you know, stuff happens here. Welcome to Conversations with Love. Mike Maroney pitch hitting for Spencer Love, who's once again on assignment. It's a very big assignment, trust me, folks. You're going to love this next month. But I am once again privileged and overjoyed with the fact that I get to talk with one of the newest wrestlers in Alberta Wrestling here. The newest member of the Above Average Joes, Zoe Sager. Welcome to Conversations with Love with Mike.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to do this.
Now, when it comes to Zoe, there's a lot of interesting things that have come up here. I've heard many comments about her being the silence behind the violence of the Above Average Joes. Like, she hasn't said a whole lot, and that's why I wanted to make sure I got this interview here, because there's a lot to learn about her from what I've heard.
I don't know. That's the first I've heard about that. I mean, any talk is good talk, I guess.
Well, I guess that was a little bit out of Kylie Morgan, so I don't know if I can trust it a whole lot. So, anyway, you know, let's get right into it here, because I'm throwing a little off course right off the bat here. So you're born and raised in Edmonton?
No? I was born in Southern Ontario and lived in Ontario until I was 5. And then my family moved out to Southern Alberta. Then we moved to BC, and then we're back to Alberta.
Wow, real...
Yes.
Real lifestyle hopping here.
Yes.
So what got you into wanting to be a part of wrestling? Like, when did you start watching wrestling?
So I always watched wrestling as a kid. My dad and his family were always huge wrestling fans. But then when my family did end up moving to Edmonton, we didn't get cable or whatever, and so we couldn't watch wrestling anymore. But then we were finally able to get our cable, whatever. And the first wrestling that I watched back was TakeOver Brooklyn 2. That was the first, like, reintroduction into wrestling for me. And it was specifically the Bayley versus Oscar match. I watched that, and I'm like, just mind blown, because when I last watched wrestling, it was still, like, the last, like, memory that I have from wrestling was the Piggy James storyline, and like
one of the favorite storylines of the early
so I'm like, oh, these women are actually like wrestling, and that kind of sparked the idea, like, oh, is this a thing that I could do? So I looked up, like, starting that night, I started looking up different schools. I saw like Al Snow's school, a school out in like Vancouver, like all over, and then I finally found Lance's school. I'm like, oh, hey, this is Lance Storm. Like, well, so good.
Okay, we'll get back to the story here, but speak to Lance Storm here. Like, I've heard everybody say so many good things about him. You know, I'm sure you got tons to add to the mix here as well.
Yes, he, like, training with him was insane, because, like, I didn't know for long before I started that I wanted to be a wrestler, but then once I stepped foot in the ring and, like, we started taking our first bumps or whatever, and, like, everything that he said was played out so well that I understood it, and I was able to pick up on it halfway decently, and I think because of the way that he sets things up, so it's everything builds on everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what finally gave you the decision to decide to look up Lance Storm School and wanting to become a wrestler itself?
It was my last year of high school, senior year of high school, and I knew that I didn't want to go to school because I'd have to do some upgrading just because marks weren't there or whatever. But I knew that I didn't want to go to school right away. So I'm like, okay, I'll probably end up taking a year off. But then finals came around, and I'm like, you know what, this is too much stress. This is something that I've wanted to do for a little bit. I think I could do okay with it. And so after my last final, the I think the day that I finished my last diploma exam, I wrote up the application and I sent it and just kind of went from there.
Wow. And you had a really good training class there. And of course, I know my last guest I got to interview, Kylie Morgan, speak very highly of you in that class.
Yes.
Even though you two supposedly hate each other somehow here.
Oh,
You want to speak about working with Kylie? Because it's a unique situation where you two were the only two in the class, right?
Yeah, so we were the only two women in the class, yes. So we got to work a lot together while we were training. And so we were able to pick up a lot of each other's different nuances, things that we do differently. And when... So the first match that I had with her was the triple threat, I believe. And it was great because I was able to see the improvement in the both of us, because I was there right from we were there with each other right from the start. So it was awesome to see, it's a good measuring stick. She's super fun to work with. We've had two singles matches together. And already, from the first one to the second one, we've already built on what we've done, and it's so much fun. And it's so easy when the crowd just hates her, and it just works so well.
You both have the gimmicks, and where hers is more of a snotty, stuck-up girl,
yeah,
and you're the sweet, little, innocent one, and... One thing, before we get to your first, I want to talk about your first match here, because okay. I'm sure that was very interesting. I want to speak on to your, when it comes to your character here, being so small and so young looking, you feel that's an extra boost when you're out there with the fans, or what do you feel your character really is right now developing into?
I don't really know. I guess... I think, because I look as young as I am, even though I'm not. I mean, I'm still young, but, I'm not 13 like a lot of people think. I think that really resonates with a lot of the younger fans that we have in PWA and the RCW shows that I've done. A lot of the time, I've had, I think that because I'm so small, I'm always fighting to prove that I can be in the ring, because most people would be like, oh no, she's so small, she's so young,
it looks like you're going to get run over.
Yeah, but I am always trying to prove that I may be small, but that's not everything about me.
Well, there is, speaking of something about you, there is one trait that we talked about prior to recording here that I feel is a very strong point in terms of your work in the ring and your toughness, and that's your athletic background prior to entering into the ring, and that's with rugby?
Yes. So I played rugby for 5 years prior to wrestling. Played all 4 years of high school plus 1 year of club before I was in high school. And it was, I did it because my older sister did it, but then I just fell in love with this sport. And it's such a tough sport, and it's so much fun. I have made so many friendships that still go on past high school, even though I don't talk to a whole lot of people past high school. I've gone to a bunch of the high school rugby games this season. I wasn't able to last season because of training, but able to see former team members who were in grade 10 when I graduated, and they're just killing it and being awesome. And yeah, I just fell in love with the sport.
What position do you normally play?
So I played hook. So
okay.
Yeah, so
the small quick one that has to get around, and
yes, the small quick one who
takes a lot of abuse.
Yes. And it was, I enjoyed it because I was able to, wouldn't necessarily be a leader on the field, but because especially in rugby, the position that being a hook, you during scrums, it's a very dangerous position to be in because you are stuck there, and if the scrum collapses, you could land on your back. People have very seriously hurt themselves because of it, and so being able to help the others on the field, the other forwards and even the backs, understand kind of like this is why we do sort of things, and help them understand the game, because it is a very complicated game. And
That rule book is not thin, folks. I can tell you that for sure.
And I was lucky that when I was in grade 9, my coach, he made a point of saying, hey, it's a very complicated game, but you will figure it out. And I was able to have that moment before my first year of the game even. And I tried to, once I moved schools in Edmonton, to point that out to the girls, because the girls who were struggling were like, I don't understand, why am I doing this? Being able to be like, don't worry about it, it's fine, you'll get there. And I've translated that, mindset to wrestling as well. Like, I may not understand it, I may not be very good, but just, I'll get there.
Well, as long as you're taking the attitude that you're wanting to learn and wanting to get better, then the sky's the limit for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about your first match here in just a moment here, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Conversations with Love with Mike Maloney pinch-hitting with PWA superstar Zoe Sager here on the Wincall Sports Network.
Well, this is Chris Parrish.
And Maniac.
And if you want to hear a podcast that's a little bit of all right.
And Strugglicious.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved with everything that is pro wrestling, everything that is, NHL, NFL, NBA?
Not really, but a little bit of that and baseball.
Yeah, ball sports.
Ball sports!
Then come to Backbreaker Media, which is a division of Wincall and Sports Network, and listen to the Sounds of Struggle.
Sounds of Struggle!
And let me tell you this, if you're not into the Sounds of Struggle, then guess what? We don't care, because we only like the people that listen to us.
That's true.
And listen
to that! We're out of time!
So, on top of that, we say later, bitches!
All right, folks, we are back here at the lovely Bugatti Cafe here in South Edmonton with Zoe Sager. And we're just going to get into your first match. I believe it was with Kathon Hees in PWA?
It was, yes. So
Before we get to the match, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt here. What's it like inside? I don't want specific details. I've heard a lot of people have helped out in the PWA locker room and getting you ready for your first match and whatnot.
Yes. So everyone was very supportive. That first day when I walked into the locker room, people were there being like, hey, don't worry about it, you'll do great, sort of things. Kind of helped me get the nerves down. And even before that, Spaceman, Barry Grayson, was friends with a lot of the locker room beforehand. And once I decided that I wanted to go to PWA, he was talking to Kurt, the promoter, and Kurt had told him that Michael Richard Blaze would be willing to help both myself and Kylie out, and of course Barry Grayson, and that was crazy for me.
All right, you got to speak to Michael Richard Blaze here right now. I've heard I haven't gone through an interview yet where guys aren't screaming the praises of Michael Richard Blaze, both in the ring and out of it.
Yeah,
especially out of it.
I've ridden with him a couple of times, and just sitting in the back seat, just listening to him, just him and others just talk about stuff. It's really eye-opening and it's helped me so much. But also with the different things in the ring, he's always giving me little tidbits, hey, you can do this, and helping me like figure out some moves and making sure that they're okay to be on the show and stuff. And it's crazy. I love it.
All right, so you got all this help. You got MRB there giving you a hand, but now you're in the ring with Kat Von Hees.
Yes. So that first match, it was crazy, because I had known going into it, like, there were a couple of different ideas being thrown around on how I was going to come into it, and so I was expecting, like, can't even remember what it was, but I ended up having to cut a promo before the match too, and I didn't find out about that till I showed up, and that was absolutely terrifying.
That, honestly, having that mic that first time in front of 200 complete strangers, yes. 300 complete strangers, that, I know I had to do that as a ring announcer, and I'm just, I think it's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Ugh. Thankfully, like, Kat has helped me so much, even, like, with that promo, she helped me being, like, just calm down, like, she helped set it up very well. But what she said before even helped, the promo that she cut helps as well. And then getting into the match, I had heard that she was a tough competitor, and the people who had told me were right. But I really enjoyed that match. Honestly, it was one of the first times that, because we had matches in training, but it was super eye-opening. It helped me so much, because my selling may not have been great, but her being there and her being the guiding hand in that match, and in all the successive matches that we've had, she helped so much. Just listening to her, just listen to her little bits in the ring, just helped me calm down and helped me figure out where we need to be. I am so happy that I was able to have my first dozen matches with Kat.
Yeah, you two really worked well together, and that David versus Goliath scenario worked out really well with you guys.
Yeah.
And it was played out really well, so
yeah.
That's the key to it.
So with working with Kat so often, like, we were able to, I was able to figure some stuff out that I never thought that I would even, like, never even thought of before. And it was lots of fun working with her.
Awesome. Speaking of some fun guys to work with, two guys that I know pretty decently from, one from my experience working with RCW, but the other one just from being around PWA, Aiden Adams, Kenny Stryker.
Yes. They are fantastic people. I have nothing but good words to say about them. They have helped me so much, and especially now that I've joined the Joes, it's awesome. They help so much with being, like, just little things. So they'll watch my match and give me little pointers and stuff like that. It's just so much fun. Like, when Kayla J was on the podcast a while ago, when she was Envy, before Envy was dead, she was saying that when she was with Pride, it was nice to have another person there watching the match, looking for stuff to improve on, and that's what they are for me. And they are so much fun to be around. I can't say enough good words about them.
From my experience working with both those guys and being around both those guys, it can only speak to how gifted they are, both in the ring and out, psychologically. Yes. And whatnot. And it really did show, and it culminated at the anniversary show here just a couple months ago.
Yes.
9-person intergender tag team. I'll be honest, going into this match, I personally didn't expect a whole lot. But you guys really told a great story in there.
Thank you. What
was it like being in front of 500-600 people for the first time?
It was terrifying. I am so happy that I was with the Joes and didn't have to make my entrance by myself, because I was terrified. Like, I'm not great at being in front of people. I prefer not to be, but with wrestling, it is what it is. And I was a giant ball of nerves that entire day. But being with them, I knew that match was going to be fine. Like, if I get confused, I'm going to be at least with one of them at the corner. I'll be fine with them. And then the match went so well. I was very happy with how well we did, especially, like, yeah, it was just so much fun.
Well, personally, that match was about the tag team titles, but essentially the focal point of the match became the three women involved in that match, because
Yes. You
got the first fall on Kat Von Hees there.
I did, yes. That was, I think that was my first pinfall that I won on Kat. I had beaten her by countout, but I don't know if I had beaten her via pin yet. So that was a huge, like, turning point in, or exclamation point in our rivalry.
Oh, and the pop from the crowd there?
Yes.
Especially after you managed to push Kat into Michael and Richard Clark.
Yes.
And that was like a medium pop, then the roll-up made a major pop.
Yes.
And then Braden Parsons.
Braden Parsons. Yes.
Is there anybody more despicable out there?
I don't know. I don't think so. Definitely, I had that match. I had Kylie B. And then Braden Parsons, from behind, was with the Wasteland.
Yeah, and to this day, Kylie still does not remember the end of that match.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember pinning you, but she's proud she did it. It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. But all I know is that on the 22nd, the league are not going to be retaining.
Well, the league aren't going to be retaining in that submission match for the tag titles.
Absolutely not.
Before we get on to one other match I want to talk about here, what did you think about Kenny Stryker's words after the match where he beat Braden Parsons there? I know you were in the back, but I'm sure you were listening. His words and making it a tag team submission match at the anniversary show?
I think that it is a very smart move. Because I know the league, they have a couple of submission moves in their arsenal. However, they don't use them as often. Whereas with Kenny Stryker and Aiden, I've seen them time and again. So it's very smart for them to play to their strengths as well. And yeah,
I've heard there's a couple surprises that they have corked up here for the league. Nobody's given me details, but
I am not going to say.
Damn it.
I'm not going to say. I'm going to leave it to be a surprise on the 22nd.
Well, that's the PWA Night of Champions at the Nate Gymnasium. We'll talk about your match in there in just a sec. But the other match I want to talk about is you managed to make a trip down the Lethbridge.
I did, yes.
And you took on Angelica for the first time ever.
I did. It was really, really fun. I thoroughly enjoyed the match that I had with Angelica. And our timing was just there. It was the first time we had ever touched. But it just worked. It was a lot of fun. And for me, it was a different match because we're both baby faces. So I had never done that kind of match before, working with Kat and working with Kylie and working with Envy.
Before we continue, folks, just to clear up any confusion, in Lethbridge, Angelica's a face. In Calgary and Edmonton, she's the most despicable woman that you've ever seen in
yes.
your life. But in Lethbridge, they seem to love her. It seemed a bit of a bizarre world down there. But
absolutely. Southern Alberta, crazy. Yeah, so we had a really fun match, and it was a different match than I had ever done. And I had so much fun in the ring that night. Even though it was a new crowd, and at the beginning, the crowd wasn't quite sure about me. But by the end, we had them, and I had them, and it was fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely, and then this wouldn't be a podcast that I'm recording without talking about the, I believe it was a set of three matches that you had with Kayla J.
Yes.
Both singles and a mixed tag match out in Beggarville. I've had the privilege of being around two of them, but we got to speak to her, and the fact that that match there, it's somebody similar to Kylie in stature, and I think you actually got a chance to work Kayla J before you got to work Kylie Morgan due to injury.
Yes, I did.
First time was out in Gibbons in early March.
Yes, so that match, it was interesting. I had like one other match with somebody who wasn't Kat, and that was earlier on. But this was going to be like my first match with somebody else, and I was a little scared because a little nervous, a little anxious because I knew what I was doing with Kat. But this is a whole other thing. This is Kayla J.
Or Envy at that time.
Or Envy at that time. Yeah. So I was nervous, but I was also super excited because I wanted to see where I was, not just with Kat. And we had a really solid match, and it was lots of fun.
And you would have won that match if it wasn't for that little rat pride at ringside, but
yeah,
I digress.
Oh, well, I still have her number, so it's okay.
Yeah, actually, RCW head office, I do believe Zoe Sager has earned a women's title match still. Just saying, from the mixed tag in Beggarville.
Next time we're in Beggarville, you guys are in Beggarville, call me up.
But I guess we got to talk to you next time in RCW here.
Yes.
It's the rematch with Kayla J and Kylie Morgan, all in the same ring.
Yes. So this match, it was kind of interesting to set up. So as Kayla said in the article that she posted a while ago, she was at the PWA show, and she went, so me, I was talking to her, and then she just left the conversation, and I was talking to whoever, and then she came back and was like, well, that's done, and I found out that it was a triple threat, and I'm like, okay, I'll wait for confirmation, and then I saw the poster, and I'm like, okay, this is great, I'm super excited for this.
Let me clear up some lines here. I'm about 10 feet behind her. This is at the last PWA show in Edmonton. I'm about 10 feet behind this conversation talking to somebody else. All of a sudden, randomly, I see Kayla J leave, go over talking to the promoter of RCW, who's in the crowd watching, and then just randomly comes back. I'm like, wow, that was quick.
it was kind of weird. I didn't think that things would happen that quickly, but it did. And once I found out that it was actually happening, I was super excited because it'll be a whole different thing.
Well,
it's the first time I'll face Kayla J as opposed to Envy as well.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a weird scenario here because in RCW, the fans like Kylie Morgan.
Yeah.
So basically, we have three wrestlers now that the fans are going to like. So this is going to be a very interesting dichotomy on how this is going to work out.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how this turns out, and I'm excited to see what I'm excited for the fans to see.
Oh, absolutely. The fans at Festival Hall in Red Deer, June 15th, 7:30, tickets available. Yes, I'm a plug machine. I can't help it. But the big one. 1 week later, June 22nd, Nate Gymnasium. You get the opportunity. Wait, hold on. Yeah, Kylie told me to write this down here. You have the opportunity to lose to Kylie Morgan to, as she claims, her PWA Women's Championship.
I'd say Kylie. is incorrect there. Because
I'm surprised you're as polite. I wouldn't be as polite on that statement, but...
Well, she is incorrect. And I will prove her very, very wrong on the 22nd when I win that.
So this is going to be a... This is going to be the reiteration of the PWA Championship.
Yes.
It's been dormant for, I do believe, almost 10 years right now.
Yeah.
And I've talked to the promoter, and this is supposed to be it. They're remaking the belt completely. And from what I've been told by the belt maker, it is absolutely going to be spectacular looking. So
I am super excited to not only see what the belt looks like, because... They're all pretty.
It has to be a nice accessory for you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm super excited because at that point I will have wrestled in PWA for just about a year. So it'll kind of be like the culmination of my first year of wrestling, and I think it'll look pretty sweet in my new gear.
Your new gear?
Yes.
Oh, folks, I got a feeling that's an extra bonus and a little scoop here for you.
Yes.
So that's going to be a fatal four-way match for the Women's Championship. Your thoughts about not even knowing who your other two competitors are, and it's, at the time of this recording, it's 16 days before the show?
You know what? I am very excited to see who is going to be in the ring with me, especially if it's going to be two new women coming in, because then it'll be interesting to see the dynamic of all of us together, me, Kylie, and the other two. After me and Kylie have had this rivalry for a while, it'll be interesting to see the rivalries that will come up extending from this match.
Folks, I've been trying to find out who these other two people are. Normally, PWA is pretty good at getting information out. I might have a better time trying to get into Fort Knox than trying to figure this one out right now. So make sure you pick up your tickets at Variant Comics as well as Plaza Cat Cafe. There's my plug for PWA as well. So I'm an equal opportunity plugger here. But... I think that's about time we just wrap this up. We're looking forward to... Actually, I got one more question before
we go.
Before I let you plug away on all your meeting and contact info.
Absolutely.
Where do you see yourself in 1 year?
1 year.
1 year, 2 years, 5 years?
I don't see myself doing much but wrestling. It's going to take a while. I don't think in a year I'll be able to do just wrestling yet. But hopefully, maybe 5 years from now, I'll be able to do something with wrestling.
What do you think the expansion of AEW might have something to help you with that? What's your goals to go forward?
Right now, I know I want to explore the UK wrestling scene. That's one thing that, like, even before I decided that I wanted to wrestle, I decided that if I was going to, that's where I want to be, because it's really growing right now, and it's somewhere that, like, every time I see, like, little bits on, like, YouTube, I'm like, oh no, I want to do that, and seeing all the different talent out there, like...
Well, the thing is that impresses me the most about UK wrestling is you see WWE picking up certain wrestlers for NXT, but then you just have randomly out of the blue great matches with others just popping up out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, they have such a depth and just a load of talent down there.
Yeah, it's insane. There are a couple of people that, like, if I can get there, I want to have matches with a couple of people, and it's...
Name them. Feel free.
So, Millie McKenzie is one. Millie McKenzie, I don't even remember where I first saw her, but she had this thing about her, and it's just so
infectious.
Good. Yeah, I love it. Another person, she's in NXT, she's in NXT UK, but Toni Storm, and I guess she's Australian too, but she wrestles over there. Just one person that, if I had the chance, 100%, she's the person that I want to wrestle. She's the person that I want to wrestle like. She's just amazing.
And personally, I'd like to see you work with somebody, even tag up with someone like Xia Brookside.
That would also be so much fun. I started watching her matches after the Second Man Classic, and that just, I would absolutely love to have a tag team with her. I think it would be lots of fun.
Oh, definitely. But we already talked about your upcoming matches here and before the summer break in Alberta here, but feel free to plug away your social media and where people can get a hold of you, and hopefully they can see, do what they really should do and book you.
Yes. So you can find me at Twitter at SagerZoe and on Instagram at Zoe_Sager. As well as at the CWC show next Saturday on the 16th.
CWC, RCW at Festival Hall on the 15th.
On the 15th.
It's a Saturday. It's all right. That's what I'm here for.
States get me. And at PWA Night of Champions on June 22nd.
Absolutely. But this has been an absolute pleasure here. This will not be the last time. I'll guarantee it.
I hope
not. And once again, thank you, Spencer, for letting me have the opportunity for this. And anything you want to say to the fans before we head out, Zoe?
Get ready to see me as your next PWA Women's Champion.
With that, we're going to head to another commercial break, and I will wrap up the show here in just a few moments.